This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. So we've talked quite a bit this hour about choices, what investments to make, what car to buy, whether or not to cry at work. But there's one area of American life where options are shrinking fast, and that is paying for college. As college costs rise, students are finding they have no choice but to take out loans, loans that are often shockingly high and which follow you to your grave. Ron Lieber joins us now. He wrote a story in the New York Times recently about the difficulties of discharging student debt. Welcome back.
Always good to be here, Tess.
Let's start by just reminding folks, first of all, why it's so hard, pretty much impossible, to discharge student loan debt from bankruptcy.
Well, we're talking about two kinds of debt here. There's the federal student loan debt that's backed by the federal government and ultimately taxpayers. And then there's the so-called private student loan debt that comes from for-profit banks or other issuers like Sallie Mae, which is the biggest example. And the big idea here, as with any debt, is that they want to encourage you to pay it back. And the issue with students in particular is that when they graduate, they often have no assets at all and potentially a negative net worth. And so the reason why it's made so much tougher for students than it is for other people is that they know that, you know, theoretically, students could walk away from their debt and yet still keep the degrees that they borrowed to acquire.
Well, the rule here, as you note in your story, is that if you are trying to erase your student loan debt, what you have to do is prove that repaying it will cause a, quote, undue hardship. Now, this is a story you've been trying to track down for a while. Tell us why and why it's been so hard to nail down the difficulty here.
Sure. I mean, you have to go back in history to kind of figure all of this out, right? It all started with bankruptcy reform in the mid-70s. And again, back then, you know, they were really only talking about federal loans at the time because there weren't very many private loans back then. And, you know, rightfully so, legislators wanted to make sure that the federal government and taxpayers, which ultimately stand behind these loans, were protected. And so they needed to come up with a way to keep people from walking away from their debt the moment after they graduated. But they didn't want to be so stringent as to make it totally and completely impossible. So they set up this rule that said you can only walk away from your debt and get your student loan debt discharged if you can prove that paying it back would cause you what they called an undue hardship. Mm-hmm. But they never defined the term. And moreover, in a number of judicial districts, they've actually adopted this special language that the debtor needs to prove a quote-unquote certainty of hopelessness in order to prove that their situation is likely to persist for the term of the loan. And as one lawyer put it to me, you know, the problem with the certainty of hopelessness standard is that nobody can meet it in any state that has a lottery, because if you win the lottery and if there's any hope that you're going to do that, well, then you're not hopeless.
Wow. Talk to us about one of the gentlemen you profiled in the story, Doug Wallace, 31 years old, out of Plain City, Ohio.
Yeah. So the situation with Doug was that he had diabetes. He knew that he did, but it was under control. He started college at a private university where he played football. Things did not work out for him there. He left school for a while, but eventually decided he was going to get back in and finish his degree. And he ended up at Eastern Kentucky University. And by the time he was out of school, he had tens of thousands of dollars in debt. And a year or two later, his diabetes took a bad turn and he lost his eyesight. And eventually he was declared disabled by the federal government and filed for bankruptcy. He had a bunch of debt from credit cards and payday lenders, and he got that discharged. But by then, he had $89,000 in student loan debt, and that was not dischargeable unless he could prove an undue hardship. The situation for Doug is that it's not that it's as if he's trying to argue that blind people are unable to work. But he lives in a rural area with his father. It's the only way he's able to afford to live because he has a small disability check that he gets. And his father works all day, and it's not like his father could drive him back and forth to the vocational training he would need to become theoretically employable. Although, as Doug said, you know, he's not sure who would hire a newly trained blind man in this economic environment. So that's the situation he finds himself in as he attempts to get the bankruptcy court to discharge his debt.
So it certainly sounds like this is an onerous process with, you know, everything placed on the person who's filed to prove that essentially they have no future. But I was interested to see that you also found some folks who have done the math on this and say that more people should be trying to get their student loans dismissed in bankruptcy.
You know, as best as I was able to tell, there aren't more than 1,000 or so people who take a shot at getting their loans discharged in bankruptcy court each year. But this researcher at Princeton took a look at an enormous set of bankruptcy data that exists on people who file each year. And he compared the circumstances of the people who actually got their loans discharged with the circumstances of all of the people who had merely filed for bankruptcy and had student loan debt but hadn't tried. Mm-hmm. And his best estimate was that something on the order of, I think it was 69,000 people probably ought to take a shot each year. And, you know, perhaps 20, 30, 40% of them might have some success. Right now, as we just discussed, you know, nowhere near that many take a shot at it. And it may be because many of them believe incorrectly that you literally cannot discharge your student loan debt at bankruptcy, which is often what people are told by people in the media, by debt collectors, by any number of people who don't quite understand the law.
Ron Lieber is the Your Money columnist for The New York Times. We've been talking about his recent story about school loans and bankruptcy. Ron, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.